Hi guys, welcome back to Lit Like Leash, the only place on the internet that combines the three best things in life: weed, chicks, and brains. So go ahead and light up your bong, blunt, joints, and spark up your mind.
Oh, we got bitches and beehives.
Did you ever send that to me?
Hey. Welcome back to another episode of Lit Like Leash, the only place on the internet that gives you the three best things in life: weed, some chicks, a dick, and some vibes. That was four. A dick. And some vibes. Yeah. My professor was shipping this. She was like, this could be something you could monetize. You should do product reviews. That's a good way to monetize this. I was like, okay, since she wants to. Sis needs to. Yeah. I'm supposed to be and then it comes to me and it goes back around.
Okay, so today we are smoking on some Bubba Kush.
I feel like, let me put this in the middle.
Who said that?
Put that in the background.
We are smoking on some Bubba Kush. 420 was yesterday. Supposed to do something. Got a little lazy. Didn't do anything. So, this is the podcast for that. We're going to be talking about legalization today, and we rolled up in some regular Schmegler honey backwoods because it was 420, so you still have to celebrate the holiday. Hello. We're here with the gang, Kayla Real, T, and CJ.
I didn't know we had a nickname.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Wow. I like it. So, I guess we'll just go around and see what everyone thinks about legalization, their stance on why they believe weed should just be something you should grab at the corner store like in Amsterdam. Chris, you're always the one. Oh, okay, the real. You're always... I'll edit that out. You're always the one that comes through with some knowledge. Tierra usually follows up with something. So, here you go.
Hey, so, honestly and truly, I feel as though alcohol is toxic AF, and if you look at what happens to people when they, you know, overdose or they have too much alcohol in their system, they die, or other crazy illnesses and diseases can happen from that. But from someone smoking weed, it hasn't been proven to kill anyone yet, and it has so much good, like, medicinal effects. People with cancer, people with all these different ailments smoke weed to, you know, help with their symptoms, and there's so many benefits from, like, hemp seed oil, which comes from marijuana, and there's so many different things, products you can buy that help with, like, menstrual cramps. Like, it's just universal, and it can help, and it can have so much benefits, but it's illegal when you have something like alcohol, which is so easily attainable, which can literally kill you.
Literally.
You know? So, I mean, alcohol could kill you.
I just didn't hear that last.
I said so much, I was rambling, but yeah. What do you think?
I think if cigarettes shouldn't be legal, like, no, that's my natural eyebrows. Like, cigarettes shouldn't be legal. Like, that really kills people. Maybe you have a lung cancer. Like, I don't even think tobacco wrap should be legal as well. Like, I think everyone should just smoke out of blunts or, like, healthier stuff to smoke. Because, like, you know, tobacco is addicting. So, like, we're smoking tobacco wraps, and, you know, that's addicting. But we still, like the pleasure of weed, but it's tobacco wrap that we're smoking.
I feel like the tobacco smokes something.
It's a heavy. It hurts a little. Like I prefer to smoke like a glass blunt or.
Oh, you got it?
Not yet. But I smoked it out of someone else's before, and I was like, wow, this is really heavy. Yeah. Or like. It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
Huh? But yeah. Yeah, like with and then like with legalization, I don't know how that's gonna go because, you know, thinking of like production with like money and stuff. I think it's gonna be good for taxes. It's just gonna like.
You know how wealthy America could be.
I think so.
You know how much our economy
like, because didn't Colorado like have a good growth spurt?
Oh, wow. Okay. Their economy is flourishing.
LA, that.
All that area, California.
This is going to be higher to live over there, if you think about it. But they could be able to raise, you know, minimum wage and stuff.
Yeah.
They should be able to raise minimum wage. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think weed should be legal.
It's crazy because
it's taking a long time. Here, pass me a lighter. It's fun.
If you think about it, people can drink up to like 8 cups of like wine and actually have alcohol poisoning.
And go out and freely because they can.
You can smoke 8 blunts and just fall asleep and go to work the next day.
And be okay.
So, and it's really wild that I don't understand why the government, it can't, like, even just by, like, medical statistics, like, legalize it. Do you see Boston? They legalized weed, and it's like, they did. Mm-hmm. You learned that from Drugs, Inc. Shouts out to them. Give me my promo. Leafly has still yet to promo me, but it's fine. I always mention that. But I fell in love in a long time. I yet to hear anything about it. But it's cool. No, I keep adding them to my tweets, though. Leafly, how are you? But yeah, legalization should be a thing. Like, 420 is a holiday that is meant to celebrate how great and beneficial weed is. And I feel like it's also a holiday that's meant to just tell the importance of how legalization could be a great thing in America. I love weed. I love weed. This is lit like a leash. You can't be on the show. So, let's talk about how we spent 420 yesterday.
Wow.
How many blunts did you think you guys smoked?
All right.
At the count of three, everybody say.
Okay. For our individual selves.
Our individual selves. Count it up. Alright, so everybody got it?
Three or go.
You don't say it out loud yet.
Wait,
okay. Alright, everybody got it? Alright, so 1, 2, 3.
14.
I don't even know.
What?
The whole time I didn't even count it.
Damn.
I think about 11. About 11?
No.
Oh, yeah. What episode?
Explain
to us what episode. Oh, my gosh. So, after y'all left, I was over here like, whoa. I felt like everything just hit me, and I was just like, I'm high as hell. And now I'm starting to shut down. So I'm like, I need to drink water because maybe I'm dehydrated because I smoked a lot. So I'm like, that's exactly what it is. I felt this before. So I take a thing of water and I gulp. And I'm just choking on the water, like gulping this shit down, like, hell no, I'm about to pass out. sit down there, and I'm like, okay. So I sit down, I'm cooling. I'm like, I'm seeing a lot of blur right now, but I'm going to just keep cool. I'm drinking more water, and then it started to become more clear. I stood up, and I'm like, okay, I just needed some water. I'm okay. So then I come into the bed, and I was just like,
knocked out.
Like, the, the smoke, like.
Oh, my God. She could have had an episode.
I'm over here, go, like, oh, that hell no.
You fell asleep during the same. Sis was sitting on the chair asleep. Not really, not it.
Let me tell you, I was tired as hell. Like, them blunts was killing me, man. I was trying to really watch the movie, too.
You did two movies.
What?
A girlfriend. I love Tracy Ellis Ross.
She's so beautiful. I love her.
She's a good auntie.
The video.
Yes. Mm. Yes. She was serving life.
Issa, that serving look. That she was in. Issa looked so sway. Pretty. Her skin looked great.
Poppers.
What?
Yeah. How long are we running? At least you ain't paid for pro yet.
I almost still recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is her everything. It felt like it magically vanished out of this. Did you get it? This is not that kind of podcast. We don't do singing.
Okay.
Okay. You start singing to yourself. Oh, I'm so good.
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. It's a little song. I'm over here bopping. Like,
it wasn't in your field of vision. It was in the blind spot.
The light was just off.
Well, all right, gang. That was a successful episode. We went over legalization. Great holiday. I wish I would have went somewhere.
Oops, sorry. Like, you were supposed to be lazy yesterday. We're supposed to go to the mountain. We're supposed to go to the mountain. And you said you were going to the waterfall. And I said you was going to interview people. At
least go somewhere.
And then you said you were going to interview people. Branch Brook Park. Said that.
Wow, what did you do? Smoking to
typical day.
Hair.
she shook her head at me. I don't want to do anything. Alright, so. Alright, guys, so. It's the end of the episode. Just remember to keep those blunts lit. Anybody want to finish it? No? Wow. It's not a quiz. Why are y'all looking so hard? And I told you that
when we woke up. I love you. I mean, I love you.
I love you.
We all fucked it up. I love you for both of us.
Oh,
damn. Think about Suez. Fucking up a song like that. Keep those lights lit. Keep those blunts. Keep those blunts.
Keep those blunts. Lit. Keep those blunts.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. You got an A plus. K. I was going to slip up and call you your real names. It's like.
Chrissy K.
K. The real. Toodles. Shut up. Y'all stay judging me. I can't even hit the stop.
Patron got a ticked off, cause I got no tick for her. I got no time, but I got some dick for her now. She was lit. I was milk.
Girl, don't let that milk spoil. You got some friends that stress you. He ain't loyal. I got some friends. Don't let him think for you now. Pull up the whip for you now. Here go to town. I am no pimp, but I am a player. You not with the shits. I talk to you later. I'm playing, girl. I got a thing for you now.
Right now.
But I ain't felt love in a long time. And I told you that when we woke up. I guess I might have been the wrong time. My best pickup line is y'all nigga with money. I ain't playing.
718 to your state, 212 to your city.
My best pickup line is y'all nigga with money. I ain't playing.
718 to your state, 212 to your city.
Throwing fishing nets in the ocean of cash. Good catch, it's the hope in the last, nigga. And bring them hoes back to the path from the show. But only if they know how to act, nigga. Don't ever get stuck on your laurels like all of them stuck in the past, niggas. Shit, it's how I got past, niggas. For real.